Perhaps we can say the commission of the True Jesus Church is to rebuild the temple.
那刚刚开始回来重建圣殿，速度很快。
When we come back to rebuild the temple, the speed is very fast.
但是后来停顿了。
But later on, it came to a halt.
有可能我们现在就是面对相同的情况。
Perhaps now we are facing the same problem.
不是我们，不是神没有应许啊，是有一点停顿。
It's not because God did not promise to us, but there is a little slowdown.
我们如果看英文的讲义，有一个时间表。
If we see the English version of the notes, there is a time schedule.
大概，主前538年，波斯王古列下令来建造殿。
In 538 BC, King Cyrus commanded Israel to rebuild the temple.
那大概过八年，他重建圣殿大概八年，到。 主前534年，这个工作就停止了。
About 8 years later, in 530 BC, the temple work ceased.
那这个停止的时间大概10年。
This ceasing time is about 10 years.
那到主前520年，就是哈该先知的时候。
In 520 BC, it is the period of Prophet Haggai.
那个时候个人已经在家里，只顾天花板的房子，只顾自己的生活。
At that time, many people only cared about their dwellings and the shelter over their head.
所以哈该勉励他们要重建圣殿。So
Prophet Haggai encouraged them to rebuild the temple.
那勉励完之后，他们就开始在建殿。After
that, they continue on with the project.
所以大概在主前515年，殿就完工，就建殿。At
about 515 BC, the temple was completed.
大概再花了5年的时间。They
spent about another 5 years.
所以这是一个历史上的时间表，给我们做参考。
This is a historical timeline just for our reference.
那如果重建圣殿是真耶稣教会的任务，
If rebuilding the Holy Temple is the commission of the True Jesus Church,
我们现在有一点大概跟哈该先知的时代一样，
Then we are probably similar to the times of Haggai.
因为遇到困难有一点停顿，
We slow down quite a bit because of facing some problems.
我们就想说要怎么办，
So we have to know what should we do.
把这个殿建好， 让神的名得到荣耀。
Build this temple properly so that God's name may be glorified.
那这个所遇到的困难呢， 我们可以在 以斯拉记里面看得到。
The problems that they face, we can identify them in the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记的第4章，
The book of Ezra chapter 4，
就可以看到这个敌人要 想尽办法阻挡建殿的工程。
The enemy was resisting to the building of the temple.
所以到第7节就上告亚达薛西王。
And in chapter 7,
第4章第7节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
他们就上告亚达薛西王。
They came to King Artaxerxes.
那这个已经是第不同的王了。
This is already the reign of another different king.
那这个不同王已经忘记了前面的王讲什么。
This king already forgotten what did the previous king decree.
所以17节开始， 王就下令停工。
So in verse 17, the king proclaimed that the stop of the project.
23节。
Verse 23.
就亚达薛西王下令，他们就即往耶路撒冷去见犹太人，用势力强迫他们停工。
Now when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letters was read before the scribe, their companions went up in haste to Jerusalem against the Jews by force of arms made them cease.
当然建殿是神的旨意，受到阻挡这是从魔鬼来的。
Of course, rebuilding the temple, it is the will of God, but resistance comes from the devil.
24节。
Verse 24.
就一直停到波斯王古列大力乌王第二年。
Then it came, the work discontinued until the second year of the reign of King Darius.
大概停了10年。
There is a halt for about 10 years.
那到了第5章，
When we come to chapter 5,
哈该先知，
Prophet Haggai,
还有撒加利亚，
and Zechariah,
就被神呼召向以色列民勉励。
They were called by God to encourage the Israelites.
勉励他们再起来建殿。
To call them up to rebuild again.
所以我们现在需要的就是有 哈该先知跟撒加利亚这种的工人。
Now we need workers like Prophet Haggai and Zechariah.
来勉励每个信徒来重建我们属灵的殿。
To encourage every believer to come and rebuild our spiritual temple.
所以我们是在这个过程啊，像现在可能有一点停顿。
So we are in this process where we're coming to a little halt.
那我们现在看哈该书怎么来鼓励以色列百姓重建圣殿呢
？Now let us refer to the book of Haggai. How do we encourage the believers to rebuild the temple?
我们大家怎么样来花更多的时间力量来重建我们的教会呢
？How do we spend an extra energy and time to rebuild our church?
好，我们回到哈该书来看。
Returning to the book of Haggai.
哈该书里面我们可以看到人在看事情，有时候跟神在看事情不太一样。
We can see from the book of Haggai that the viewpoints of man and the viewpoints of God toward the same matter is different.
我们看第一节哈。哈该书第一章第一节。
Read Haggai chapter 1 verse 1.
大利乌王第二年六月初一日，神的话借着先知哈该向犹大省长撒铁大儿子所罗巴伯和约亚达的大祭司约书亚说这个哈该先知的讯息
Is this the message of Prophet Haggai?
是神叫他说的
It is what the Lord commanded him to speak
万军的神如此说这百姓说建造神的殿时候还会来到因为困难很大所以百姓就回家去了
Verse 2 Thus speaks the Lord of hosts saying the people says the time has not come the time that the Lord's house should be built
神百姓回家去就耕种田地就盖房子就过自己的生活
The people they return to their own homes they farm their own land and live their own lives
困难阻挡太大所以大家就觉得时候还没有到
The problems and resistance were so great so everybody think that the time is not up yet
但是不是神的时候还没有到呢
But is it true that the Lord's time is not yet come
当然不是神的时候没有到
Of course it is not so
所以我们现在这个世代我们要建造殿完成主就再来了所以不是时候还没有到
So this time, this generation, as soon as we have rebuilt the temple, finished doing it, then the Lord will come. It's not that his time is not up yet.
我们是在重建圣殿的半途中啊。
We are in the halfway of rebuilding the temple.
不错，困难是很大。
It's true that there are great problems.
我们不能因为这样就放弃了。
But we cannot give up halfway just like that.
那哈该先知提醒他们。
So Prophet Haggai,
这也是神的讯息啊。
Gave the message of God to warn them and encourage them.
也就是我们怎么对待神的殿，跟神怎么对待我们是有绝对的关系啊。
There is a direct relationship on how we treat the house of God and how God will treat us.
第四节。
Verse 4.
这个殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房子吗？
Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins?
这个神的殿荒凉就是没有荣耀。
Referring to the temple lying in ruins, it means there's no glory.
荒凉的殿怎么会有荣耀呢？
When a temple is desolate, how can there be glory?
教会圣工中没有兴旺，信徒的灵性没有成长，神的荣耀在哪里呢？
When there is no progress in the church work, there's no progress in the faith of all the believers, where's the glory of God?
但你们还自己住天花板的房子。
But you yourself still dwell in your paneled homes.
因为他们没有花功夫去建殿啊，他们只花功夫看顾自己的生活。
They do not spend any effort to rebuild the temple. They only spend all their efforts to take care of their own lives.
那这种生活方式到底对他们有什么影响？
This type of lifestyle, what effect does it have on the people?
只顾自己不顾圣殿。
Only caring for themselves, not for the temple.
我们看第六节。
We see verse 6.
你们种的多，收的少，你们要吃却缺不饱，喝却喝不足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工价将工钱装在破漏的囊中。神就说：你们想想看，你们生活。
God says, now review your own lives.
主要是说，工作的很辛苦啊，但是所得的很有限啊。
You work so hard, but yet you earned a little.
赚的钱是很多啊，但是真的能够留下自己用的很少。
You earn a lot of income, but really you can only use a little portion of it.
所以你们要审查
自己的行为。So you have to evaluate your own hearts.
就是第七节，要审查自己的行为。
This is verse 7, consider your ways.
这个 ways 不是说那个外表的行为，就是你的生活方式。
These ways does not refer to your external ways, but it's your lifestyle.
你这个整个生活方式，你要去想想看呐、为什么你是神的选民？你花这么多力量，但得这么少；你赚这么多钱，但是真的能够留下自己用很少，到底为什么？
Considering our ways, thinking like this, that we are all children of God, we earn a lot, we spend a lot of efforts, but yet we save a little, and we can only use a portion of it. Why?
想得通呢？
Have you made a reason out of it?
我们看答案就在第九节。
We see that the answer comes in verse 9.
你们盼望多，所得的少；你们收到家中，我就催去。原来是神没有祝福啊。
You looked for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. It turned out that God did not bless them.
不但神没有祝福啊，神把他们的努力用风吹掉了。
Not only did God not bless them, God blew away all their efforts.
这是一个提醒。
This is a warning.
所以这让我们知道，有时候我们把信仰摆在第二。
So it serves as a reminder. Sometimes we put our faith secondary.
你拼命去赚钱。
Primarily we earn.
你真的可以赚得比人多吗？
Can you really earn more than others?
有时候工作做得很辛苦。
Sometimes we spend a lot of effort and diligence.
但是因为没有神的恩典，活得也很辛苦。
But because of lacking in God's grace, we live a destitute life.
因为你很多的计划没有办法实现。
We cannot realize a lot of our dreams.
你赚的钱有很多意外的开支。
We earn a lot of money, but we spend so much.
那等于是你白忙了。
So you are busy for nothing.
这是因为神的恩典不在，这是关键。
The lacking of God's grace. This is the critical point.
不是我们没有努力。
It's not because we're not diligent.
我每天回到家里面已经精疲力竭了。
Every time after work, we come back home very tired.
大家都很努力。
Everybody exhaust themselves in diligence.
为什么这么努力，生活还有缺乏，好像生活中没有神的恩典。
How come you're so diligent and yet you feel so lacking in your lives, as if you don't have any grace?
因为神的殿荒凉。
Because the temple of God is in ruins.
所以有时候神的恩典真的不只是用求的。
Therefore, sometimes the blessings of God is not only to be asked.
你一直祷告求神赐给我这样，赐给你那样。
We always pray God to give us this and that.
但是生活上没有回转。
But we did not return in our lifestyles.
你生活上没有回转，你只一直祷告没有用的。
We do not have a turnaround in our lifestyles, but yet we keep on praying, it is of no use.
所以到了这个撒迦利亚书也是同样的讯息。
So up to the book of Zechariah, it serves the same message.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse
3. 所以你们要对以色列人说，万军的神如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。这是神说的。
Therefore say unto them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.
这个说，这是神说的。
Here says, this is said by the Lord.
这一句话是有权柄的。
This verse carries authority.
这一句话是真理的。
This statement is the truth.
这一句话是有分量的。
These words carry weight.
这一句话是会实现的。
This verse will come to fulfillment.
这是神说的。
This is spoken by the Lord.
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
You have to return to me, and then I will return to you.
所以人跟神之间的关系是互动的。
So there is an interaction in the relationship between man and God.
如果神转向我们，
If God turned to us,
阳脸光照我们，
His face will shine upon us.
我们生活中就充满神的恩典了。
Then our life shall be filled with His abundant grace.
如果神转离我们，
But if God departs away from us, His face turn away from us. 你再辛苦去做也没有什么果效。No matter how hard you spend a lot of effort, there's no fruit to your labor.
你赚很多可能会失去很多。
You earn a lot, but your expenditure is also a lot.
所以神转向我们，这是一个生活能够没有忧虑，你工作很辛苦，但是没有忧虑的一个很重要的特点。
So this is a crucial factor by which God's face will turn into us, and then we spend a lot of time and effort, but we are carefree.
那我们要神转向我们，我们要先转向神。
But if we want God's face to return to us, then we have to return to Him first.
所以这个转向呢，不只是祷告。
This returning does not only refer to prayers.
你天天祷告。
We pray every day.
当然回。祷告完以后，你整个生活方式还是以自己为中心。
But after our prayers, our lifestyle still focus only on ourselves.
那这个祷告真的能给你带给你恩典吗？
Then can this prayer bring to you much grace?
我们不是说祷告不重要。
We're not denying the power of prayers.
但是我们要先回转。
But we first have to return.
真的心中归向神。
It's true that we have in our hearts God as number one.
这个生活有回转。
In our lifestyles, we turn.
祷告就会发生功效。
We return and our prayers will have great effect.
所以我们看以赛亚书里面在提到一些回转。
So we, when we turn to the book of Isaiah, there are words concerning this returning.
我们现在要重建圣殿，真的要回转。我们生活自然会充满神的恩典。
Now we are rebuilding the temple. We have to return to God, and we realize that our lives will be filled with His grace.
你不回转很难
If we don't return to Him, it's very difficult.
你说生活为什么我们信耶稣没有平安喜乐呢？
We ask ourselves, how come we believe in Jesus, but we don't have peace and joy?
我也祷告我也禁食。
I fast and pray.
关键是没有回转。
The key point is that we do not return.
我们看以赛亚书五十七章。
We turn to the book of Isaiah 57.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 57.
十五节。
Verse 15.
那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说我住在至高至上也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居要是谦卑的人灵魂苏醒要是痛悔人心苏醒
For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity whose name is holy I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones 这里
神在介绍他自己啊
Here God is introducing himself.
他是至高至圣的。
He is the high and holy one.
啊，至高就再上去没有了。
He is the highest. That means you cannot go any higher.
他坐在最高之处。
He's sitting in the highest point.
那我们人看下来算什么？最高，他最高，我们还算什么
？When he is the highest, then what do men count as?
我们算没有一样啊。
We are nothing in his eyes.
啊，他是至圣的。
But he is the most holy.
那在至圣的面前，我们的义都是污秽的。
In front of this most holy person, all our righteousness counts as nothing.
那他是永远长存的。
And he is eternal.
那我们在人类历史里面好像一道光闪就没有了。
Then in the history of man, we shall be like a light, one flicker, and we will be gone.
我们太短了。
It's too temporary.
那么这一位神要与人同居。
But this very God will dwell with man.
要住在我们里面。
He will be in our hearts.
如果神住在我们里面
if he dwell in the hearts of men,
我虽然行过了死荫幽谷，我也不怕。
Even if I pass by the shadows of the death, then I shall not be afraid.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
所以我们所怕的不是外在环境的改变跟困难。
So those things that we're afraid of are not the changes and the turbulence in our environment.
我们所怕的是神没有住在我里面，没有跟我同在。
What we're afraid of is that God is not dwelling within us.
如果神跟我们同在
，If God abides with us，
死亡号就阴影笼罩你，你也不怕。
Even we pass by the shadow of the valley of death, we are not afraid.
那个叫做平安。
That is called peace.
这个是基督徒的福分呢。
This is the part that Christians have.
神让跟你同在有平安。
God abiding with you, you have peace.
那神跟我们同在。
When God abides with us,
你有满足
we have satisfaction,
有喜乐
there is joy.
这个是一个很大的恩典
This is a great grace.
那这个恩典从哪里来呢
And where do we get this grace?
从回转开始、啊、
Starting from returning.
怎么回转呢
How do we return?
在心里面的至深处谦卑悔改
Within our innermost heart, becoming contrite and humble.
所以神要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居
He will abide with those who are contrite and humble in spirit.
所以这个回转要从内心开始
So we return from the innermost of our hearts.
对付我们自己的罪。
We treat our own sins.
那这样神与我们同在。
In this way, God will abide with us.
你的生活就充满着平安跟喜乐。
Then our lives will be filled with peace and joy.
虽然外在环境没有改变。
Even though the external factors did not change.
但你的心境已经改变了。
But the situation of our hearts have changed.
所以人是幸福，人是可怜，有时候不是外在在决定。
So whether a person is in pity or in happiness, sometimes it's not determined by the external factors.
是里面在决定。
It's within you that decides.
人神住在你里面。
When God is living within you.
你不管人怎么看，你是很幸福的。
No matter how other people view you, you are very happy.
你是最丰富的。
You are the, you feel full.
所以这要从心的回转开始。
So this is returning within the innermost of the heart.
那五十八章就在讲祷告。
And in chapter 58, it talks about prayers.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他们说：“我们禁食，你为什么不看见呢？我们刻苦己心，你为什么不理会呢？”
Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls, and you have taken notice?
以色列民祷告。
The Israelites, they prayed.
不止祷告。
They not only prayed.
禁止祷告。
They fast and pray.
禁止祷告就是更加一等了。
They fast and pray, which means praying in a higher degree.
刻苦己心。
They put to death their own desires.
神好像没有回应啊。
But God seemed to have no answer.
所以我们就讲了，不是说祷告就可以得恩典了。
We have said before that it doesn't mean that you pray, you will get grace, definitely.
不是祷告有问题，祷告是好的。
Prayer is good, but it's not the prayer that is the problem.
但是重要要回转。
The most important thing is that you have to return.
我们现在看，第九节。
We now see verse 9.
那时你求告，神必应允；你呼求他，他必说：“我在这里。”
Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and He will say, "Here I am."
这个祷告就很有体验了。
This is experiences in prayers.
你一求告，神就应允，这个就是你的体验了。神就是活的。
Once you call, the Lord will answer. The Lord is a living God. This is your experience.
你一呼求, 祂说我在这里。
When you cry, He will say, Here I am.
所以神的存在非常清楚, 在你的生活中, 你讲得出来。
So the existence of God is very prevalent in your lives. You can testify of them.
不是理论的。
It's not a theory.
那为什么前面祷告神不听, 现在祷告很有功效呢?
How come beforehand God did not answer the prayers, and now God answers all these prayers?
就是有转变啊。There
is a return.
就是从第六节开始。
It starts from verse 6.
我所拣选的禁食不是要松开凶恶的绳，解开解下轭上的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的轭吗？不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流人接在你家中，赤身的给他衣服穿吗？这就是一种回转，生活上的回转。
This is describing that returning in the lifestyle.
生活上真的回转了，做神喜悦的事情，祷告就发生功效。
When you return in the lifestyle, you do everything that pleases the Lord, then your prayers will be effective.
我们再看十三节。
We now read verse 13.
以赛亚书58章13节。
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13.
你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我的圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可惜的，称俗的圣日为可尊重的。 而且尊敬这不办自己的事，不随自己的私，不说自己的私话。14节，你就以神为乐，神要使你承驾地的高处，又以雅各的产业养你，这是神说的。这个14节两次说这是神说的。In
verse 14 it says twice that this is the Lord that have spoken.
神要使你承驾地的高处。The
Lord shall cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth.
什么是地的高处?
What is the high hills of the earth?
你的灵性会一直进步。
Your spiritual life continue to ascend.
好像摩西站在尼波山，他可以看到40年所盼望的牛奶与蜜之地。
Just as Moses standing in Mount Nebo and viewing all his 40 years of work, and before him was the land of promise.
那又以你主雅各的产业养育你，就是神的恩典。
To feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, which is the grace of God.
那到底怎么样可以得到这个好处呢?
So how do we obtain all these goodies?
就是在安息日要回转。
Which is to turn our footsteps on the Sabbath day.
要看重安息日。
We have to emphasize on the meaning of Sabbath.
我们现在有的教会早上很多人。
We now see a lot of churches that there are a lot of members attending the morning service.
一到下午一半跑掉了。
During the second service, half of the congregation were gone.
安息日应该是整天的吧。
The Sabbath day is a whole day.
要看重这一天。
We have to emphasize on this day.
好，那要怎么守安息日才叫做回转呢？
How are we supposed to observe the Sabbath day to count as returning?
一个关键。
One of the key points.
第14节。
Verse 14.
要以神为乐。
You shall delight yourself in the Lord.
这个就是关键。
This is the key point.
比方说，你怎么孝敬父母？
For example, we say, how do you honor your parents?
你可以讲很多,
you can speak a long sermon.
到最后归结一句话,
but the conclusion of the matter is only one word,
就是让你的父母高兴,
which is to please your parents.
这一句话就讲很多了,
this is referring to many things.
那怎么守安息日呢?
And how do you observe the Sabbath?
你在这一天要以神为乐。
On this day, you shall delight yourself in the Lord.
那个是这个就是守安息日。
This is called observing the Sabbath.
这个叫做回转。
This is returning.
所以从礼拜五太阳下山。
So during sunset on Friday,
应该所有的娱乐全部都停止。
You have to cut all your entertainments.
我们进入安息。
We enter into the Sabbath.
电视停止。
Stop your TV.
除非跟圣工有关，网络停止。
Unless it's related with the work of God, stop your internet surfing.
你这样才能够以神为乐。
Only by this, then you can delight yourself.
所以有时候为什么安息日，你如果算算看，有时候上去领会，我不是说Garden Grove，有的教会你上去领会。
I'm not speaking about Garden Grove Church here, but if you count, we go up to the pulpit to speak sermon.
刚刚开始，奉主耶稣圣名，1/3。
In the beginning, in the name of Jesus Christ, we start, and then there's only 1/3 of the congregation.
那讲到一半，1/3。
And we speak a sermon halfway, 2/3 of the congregation.
最后要唱诗，1/3。
Later on, when we sing the hymn to conclude, 3/3.
那为什么没有办法准时来呢？
How come everybody cannot be punctual?
我想这有两个原因。
I think there must be two reasons.
第一个原因，你如果公司上班，你一定要去，不然你被 fire。
The first reason, if you work in an office, you have to go, and otherwise you'll be fired.
你9点就到了。
You'll be there punctual on time at 9.
但是来教会聚会，你慢来，谁会跟你 fire？
But when you come to church, no one is going to fire you if you're late.
所以可有可无啊，所以慢也没有关系啊。
Whether I'm there or I'm not, it doesn't matter, so I can be late.
第二个原因呢
The second reason.
就是礼拜五晚上
On Friday night.
有人还看电视
Some people still watch TV.
稍微轻松一下
We relax a little bit.
上网
They surf the net.
聊天
They talk and converse.
一直到半夜啊
They do this all through the night.
你礼拜六你都爬不起来啊。
And then on Saturday morning, you cannot arise from your bed.
所以什么叫做以守安息日
？So what is the meaning of observing the Sabbath?
从太阳下山，以神为乐。
From the going down of the sun, you delight yourself in the Lord.
这个大原则抓住就对了，细节都不要讲。
Major principle, then you'll be fine. You don't need to do the details.
你这个细节大原则没有抓住，一直讲细节讲不完的。
You don't hold fast to the major principle. You keep on speaking on the details. You cannot finish your sermon.
啊，不能上网吗？我要 check 教会的 email 不行吗？那这个讲不完的。
It's not definite. I can't serve the net. What do you mean? I cannot check the emails from church.
就是这一天以神为乐。
So on this day, you delight yourself in the Lord.
这样叫做回转。
This is returning your footsteps.
那礼拜六下午。
And on Saturday afternoon.
你就 make appointment.
You will make.
有的就 make appointment.
Some people will make their appointments.
那你下午聚会你就没有办法专心了。
Then you cannot pay attention during the second services in the afternoon.
只要讲到人超过五分钟，你一直看手表。
As soon as the speaker of the sermon exceed by 5 minutes, you keep on looking at the watch.
你想问，你真的很想下台问他一个问题。
You really want him to come down and you want to ask him some questions.
你知道《使徒行传》讲道理最长的是谁吗
do you know who speak the longest sermon in the Acts of the Apostles?
他的结果是什么
What is his result?
真的想要问他一个问题
You really want to ask him this question.
但是我们没有办法专心。
And we have no choice to pay attention.
你也得不到安息。
You don't have rest either.
所以我们不管礼拜一到礼拜五多忙。
So however busy we are from Monday to Friday.
你只要礼拜六真的以神为乐，你信仰不会退步的。
As long as on Saturday, you delight yourself in the Lord, your spiritual life will not degrade.
为什么守安息日信仰会退步
？Why is it that if you observe the Sabbath day, your spiritual life will be fine?
心没有以神为乐。
Or if your spirituality will fall, it's because you do not delight
yourself in the Lord. 回到家里，有时候小孩子问你今天讲什么，不知道。忘记了。
When you go back,
年纪大，我这个记忆力不好。
Sometimes your children will ask you, "What is the sermon topic today?" You say, "Oh, I'm old. I can't remember the topic."
那现在吃饭开始讲，哇，那个人跌倒了，那个人又怎么样？
Then when lunchtime starts, you start to comment on, "Oh, this person fall away. The other person is like that."
什么都讲得很清楚，只有题目忘记了。
You can describe every single detail except for the topic of the sermon.
所以我们的心呢、啊，没有以神为乐。
So in our hearts, we do not delight ourselves in the Lord.
因此，我们虽然守安息，你的灵没有办法复苏。
Therefore, even though we keep the Sabbath, we do not have refreshment in our spirit.
如果这一天真的以神为乐
，If on this day you delight yourself truly in the Lord,
真的会享受这个平安跟喜乐。
You can truly experience this peace and joy.
那灵里面会复兴。
In the spirit, you will be refreshed.
那你又有这个属灵的力量来面对下一个礼拜。
Then you will have the spiritual strength to face another week.
所以我们要回转。
So we have to return.
回转了、啊，神才会回转向我们。
Only when we return, God will return to us.
不只是祷告而已。
Not only to pray.
生活上要实实在在回转归向神。
In our everyday lives, in our lifestyle, we truly return to God.
我们的心要实实在在回转离开罪。
In our innermost hearts, let us return and depart from sin.
这样神才会回转向我们。
Only in this way, God will return to us.
我们可以回来看哈该书。
Now we return to look at the book of Haggai.
哈该书的第一章。
The book of Haggai, chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
所以为你们的缘故，天就不降落，地也不出土产。
Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit.
这个天跟地你不能控，不是你控制的。
This heaven and earth is beyond your control.
这是神控制的。
It is controlled by God.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我命干旱临到地土山冈五谷新酒，并油上的出产，人民手上劳碌得来的。干旱这个也不是你能够控制的，是神控制的。
This drought is beyond your control. Also, is controlled by God.
所以我们能够控制什么
？So what can we have control on?
你只能控制自己努力做工吧。
You can only control yourself to put your most effort to work.
晚上不睡觉再加班吧。
At night, spend your overtime hours to work.
这个是我们能控制的。
This is something that we can control.
但是天如果不下雨
，But if the heavens does not rain,
神不赐福下来
，God does not rain down His blessings.
你所能够投入的也没有结果。
And all things that you immerse yourself in has no fruit.
这个是我们要深深了解的一点。
This is something that we have to really understand.
所以神借着哈该先知啊，你这个神的殿的荒凉，你不顾你自己生活这样一直照顾，到最后没有神的恩典，你会很辛苦的。
Through the prophet of Haggai, God warns the people, you do not take care of the temple which is lying in ruins. You keep on caring about your personal lives. In the end, your life is miserable.
好，我们看第一章。
We turn back to chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们要上山取木料，建造这个殿，我就喜乐。
Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build a temple that I may take pleasure in it.
所以哈该先知告诉他们了。
So Prophet Haggai told them.
要拿出行动来。
To take action.
来建造这个殿。To
build this temple.
神就可以得喜乐，神就可以得荣耀。
Then God will take pleasure in it and be glorified.
所以教会圣工的兴旺，不止神得荣耀。
Therefore, the prosperity of the sacred work in church not only brings glory to God,
不止神的心得到满足,
not only will it bring pleasure to the heart of God,
这个会带给我们丰盛的恩典,
it will also bring upon us abundant grace.
有时候你不要求神的恩典就一直临到,
sometimes without even asking, the grace of God will continue to come.
如果圣工兴旺, 神的恩典一直临到,
if the church work prospers and the grace of God abounds even more,
我们看使徒行传,
we turn to the book of Acts.
第四章
Chapter 4
35节
Verse 35
使徒行传第四章35节
Acts Chapter 4 Verse 35
使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人都蒙大恩。 第四章 33节
Verse 33 And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all.
34节
Verse 34
内中没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田地房产卖了，把所放在使徒的脚前。这个地方说，使徒大有能力。
Over here it says the apostles had great power.
当然圣工就发展了。
Of course, there's prosperity in the church work.
众人蒙大恩,
and then great grace was upon them all.
里面没有一个缺乏,
there's no one that is lacking.
真的，我们不要想说太关心教会啊，你就会什么事业做不好了，这个弄个不好啊。
It's true. Do not be over worried, thinking that we spend too much time in church, then we will fail in our careers and our work.
当然，我们不是说为着教会，你是工作要随随便便，或读书随随便便。
Of course, we're not saying that you can be haphazard with all your work and your career or your studies because of church.
我们要把应该做的当然是要做。
All the things that we are supposed to do, we do it our best.
那其他的时间多用在神的事情上。
And the rest of the time, let us spend it on the work of God.
在神的祝福之下。
Under the blessings of God.
你会发现虽然你花的没有比别人多，但是神的祝福之下，你会发现你得的比别人多。
We will realize even though we do not spend any less than others, but we earn more than others.
这个叫做恩典。
This is called grace.
在这个恩典之下，人会羡慕。
Under this grace, many people will admire.
为什么？ 你的成就是这样呢?
Why is your accomplishment so great?
我们知道答案。
We know the answer.
因为我们有神的恩典。
Because we have the grace of God.
所以哈该书第一章告诉他们, 你们要拿出行动来。
So in Haggai chapter 1, it tells them, take some action now.
要上山取木料来建造这个殿。
Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build a temple.
因此圣殿的兴旺不是被按立的长老、执事、传道、负责人的责任而已。
Therefore, the prosperity of the church does not rely on the shoulders of the ministers who are ordained.
圣殿的兴旺是我们每一个人的责任。
The progress of the church is every of our responsibility.
所以我们所要关心的不是哪一个负责人有没有尽责任。
So the things that we have to take notice and take care of is not whether which council member is doing their job.
我们所要关心的是我能够为神做什么。
Those things that we have to care are, what can I do for God?
当圣工不能够发展。
When there's no progress in the church,
我们第一个问题要想,
the first question that comes up to our mind,
到底我有没有尽我的力量?
Should be, have I done my best?
因为有时候我们常常会发现，当一个教会圣工不能发展,
we oftentimes realize that when a church cannot progress in the church work,
总是有人说, somebody should do something, 就是有一些人应该做什么,
some people will say, somebody should do something,
但是我不是 somebody,
But I am not that somebody.
我们只是说谁要做谁要做，但不是我不是里面的一个。
We often say this person or that person should do this or that, but I'm not included in that.
那大家都这样想。
When everybody thinks this way.
谁应该做没有做，谁应该做没有，大家都这样想，没有一个人动手。
This person do not do this job. That person didn't do that job. Everybody do not take action.
啊，如果我们大家回口改一个方向来想。
But if we change our speech and we change our thinking.
我是身体的一部分。
I am a part of this body.
啊，我有没有发挥这个功用？
Have I used the function that I'm supposed to use?
从我自己先想。
Start thinking from myself.
有200个信徒的教会。
A church with 200 members.
每个人都自己想，我有没有发挥我的功用？
If everybody think whether they have been very effectively using their own functions,
每个人都开始改变自己,
and everybody changing themselves,
圣工马上就不一样了,
the church work will definitely take a dramatic turn.
因此这个哈该先知告诉他们,
therefore this prophet Haggai told them,
你们要上山取木料,
you have to go up to the mountain and bring wood.
是神感动他了,
it's the spirit of God that moved them.
告诉你的百姓, 你们每个人要上山取木料,
to tell the Israelites that every one of you have to go up to the mountain and bring wood.
每一个人都要上山取木料,
everyone have to go up to that mountain and bring wood.
要用材料来建造神的殿,
to use these materials to build the temple of God.
那这样圣工会发展, 我们就会得恩典,
in this way the church work will prosper and we will all be graceful.
我们看第二章,
now we turn our attention to chapter 2.
第二章
Chapter
2 十八节
Verse 18
哈该先知哈该书第二章十八节
Book of Haggai Chapter 2 Verse 18
你们要追想此日以前就是从九月二十四日起追想到立神殿的根基的日子十九节
19
仓库有谷麻葡萄树无花果树橄榄树都没有结果子从今以后我必赐福给你。
Verse 18 to 19. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Consider it, 19. Is the seed still in the barn? As yet the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit. But from this day, I will bless you.
这里说从今天开始我要赐福给你。
Here it says, from this day, I will bless you.
这是神殿立根基的日子。
This is the day of the laying of the foundation of the holy temple.
当他们真的回转，要来关心神的殿，神就开始赐福给他们。
When they truly return to care for the temple of God, then God have concern for them.
所以这是我们在生活中享受神恩典的一个秘诀。
This is the key factor, the secret to having all the grace and the blessings of God in our daily lives.
回转关心神的殿。
Return and take care of the house of God.
要看重神的殿的荣耀比自己家庭更重要。
To emphasize a greater detail on the glory of God than the glory of our own family.
神就会回转向我们。
In this way, God will return to us.
从那一天开始，神就会赐福给我们。
From that very day, He will bless us.
我们再回到哈该书第一章。
Now we return to Haggai chapter 1.
第二节，十二节。
Verse 12.
那时，撒铁大的儿子所罗巴伯和约亚达的儿子大祭司约书亚，本剩下的百姓都听从神，主他们神的话，和先知哈该奉神的主他们神所差来所说的话，百姓也在神面前存敬畏的心。我们看当这个哈该先知告诉他们。
We see that the prophet Haggai opened his mouth and told them.
这个百姓在神面前存敬畏的心。
The people had a reverent heart in his presence.
什么叫做敬畏
？What is to revere?
你如果敬畏神，神在你心中就有分量。
If you revere God, God has a weighty presence in your heart.
你如果不敬畏神，神就算不了什么。
If you do not respect God, then God has no position in your heart.
如果你敬畏神，神的诫命就是诫命。
If you fear and revere God, then the commandments of God are your commandments.
如果我们不敬畏神，神的诫命就是建议。
If you do not revere God, then the commandments of God are just suggestions.
真的是这样啊？
Is this true?
现在在美国虽然基督徒这么多，
even though we have a lot of Christians in the United States,
你看道德一直往下掉。
We see the degradation of all morality.
几个礼拜前啊，结婚的变成统计数字讲，结婚变成 minority， 变成少数。
We see the statistics from a few weeks back that the married couples, the numbers become lower.
这个是一个历史性的时刻。
This is a historical point of time.
结婚变成少数。
There is a minority who get married.
因为表示大多数不结婚就同居啊。
Because many people co-inhabit and they do not get married.
那里面很多是基督徒啊。
And many of them are Christians.
那圣经的诫命翻开来看。
But when you return to the commandments of the Bible,
结婚是神设立的。
Marriage is instituted by God.
是神赐福的。
It is blessed by God.
不结婚同居，这不是神的旨意啊。
If you don't get married but co-inhabit with someone else, then it is not a blessing.
所以人如果敬畏神
，So if a person fear the Lord,
神的话就有分量。
Then he will carry the weight of the words of God.
就会影响我们。
It will have effect on us.
你虽然相信有神
，Even though you believe there is God,
我们没有敬畏他
，But you do not fear him.
这个话就是建议啊。
This word will only serve as a suggestion.
你方便就拿来用。
If you're convenient, you will take it.
不方便的时候就不用。
If you're inconvenient, then you don't use it.
十条诫命，这一条我喜欢，我就遵守。
The Ten Commandments, oh, I like this commandment, I will do it.
哪一条我不喜欢，我就不遵守。
This other commandment, I don't like it, I will not do it.
我守不守，我做出决定。
I observe or not, it's my own decision.
因为神没有分量啊，说他讲的话是我参考的。
Because God's word does not carry weight in my heart, so it is only a reference point.
如果神有分量
，But if it's if God carries weight in my heart,
每一句话都算数。
Every word of God counts.
因为我敬畏他。
Because I fear him.
所以虽然拖延这么久没有盖殿
，Therefore, even though there is such a great delay in the rebuilding of the temple,
哈该先知一讲，大家敬畏心。
Once Prophet Haggai spoke, everybody revered his words.
所以听了就顺服，就去做。
So everybody feared the Lord and followed accordingly.
我们看十三节，第一章十三节。
We see chapter 1 verse 13.
神的使者哈该奉神的差遣，对百姓说：“主说，我与你同在。”当他们存敬畏心领受神的话
，When they feared the Lord and followed to do the word,
听从神的话。
They listen to God's word.
神说：“我与你同在。”
And God said, "I am with you."
为什么？神喜欢他们。
Because God is pleased with them.
所以神看重的是人的心。
So what God sees is the human heart.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
To obey is better than sacrifice. To submit is better than the fat of rams.
所以当这一群没有神的恩典的人愿意听神的话。回转，神就喜悦他们，应许与他们同在。
Congregation of people have followed the words of God and returned their footsteps. God is pleased with them and listened to their prayers.
十四节
，verse 14，
神就激动犹大的省长撒铁的儿子所罗巴伯和大祭司约书亚剩下百姓的心，他们就来到神的殿做工。这里说神激动他们的心，他们就来到神的殿做工。
Here God moved the spirit of all the remnant of the people.They all worked on the house of the Lord.
所以这个就是一种转变。
This is a dramatic change.
所以我们今天我们真耶稣教会好像在哈该书的时代。
We see that now the progress of the True Jesus Church is just like in the generation of Haggai.
我们需要重建圣殿。
We need to rebuild the temple.
虽然有短暂的困难。
Even though we have a temporary obstruction.
我们大家要敬畏神。
Every one of us have to fear the Lord.
以神为中心来预备来建神的殿。
To have God as our central point, and we prepare ourselves to rebuild this temple.
神自然会跟我们同工。
Then God naturally will work with us.
我们看第二章。
We see verse chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
神说：“所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你应当刚强。约亚达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你应当刚强。这地的百姓啊，人民都应当刚强，因为我与你们同在。”这个地方啊，神勉励他们。
Over here, the Lord encouraged them.
特别是对当时在带领建殿的人，勉励他们要刚强。
Especially to the leaders who are leading the people to rebuild the temple, that you have to be strong.
人是人啊，人怎么刚强
？Man is human beings. How can they be strong?
要在神的恩典上刚强。
You have to be strong in the grace of God.
我们是靠着神的恩典刚强。
We rely on the grace of God to be strong.
不是我们有什么。
It's not that we have anything.
是神有无穷的能力跟恩典。
But God abounds in all strength and power.
当我们在重建圣殿，照着神的旨意做神的工，神应许与我们同在。
When we return our footsteps to rebuild the temple of God, God promised to abide with us.
在这个应许之下，刚强。
Under this promise, we have to be strong.
刚强就是不怕。
To be strong means to not be afraid.
不怕责任。
Not be afraid of responsibility.
不怕压力。
Not to be afraid of pressure.
这个叫刚强。
This is to be strong.
我们在教会里面有时候遇到一些人。
Sometimes in the church we meet a certain kind of people.
你叫他担任什么职务都不要，我就是帮忙。
Even if you ask them to hold certain positions, they refuse. They only want to be a helper.
看起来是很谦卑啊。
They look like they're humble.
但是其实到最后帮忙没有责任了。
But actually, as helpers, they don't have responsibility.
其实是怕责任。
Actually, they're afraid of responsibility.
帮忙你，反正你睡晚一点没有关系，我是帮忙去煮饭的。
If you help in the cooking in the kitchen, even if you sleep late, then it's okay, because anyway,
I'm helping.
If I'm in charge, then I have to be rising early.
This
is a different attitude of the heart.
So
if a person is strong, God is willing to entrust this responsibility to us, then we will not refuse. But if we're not strong, we are afraid of responsibility. We will refuse.
我做义工就好，我帮忙。
In everything we say, I volunteer, I'm a helper.
所以教会里面应该有人刚强。
So in the church, we need people who are strong.
负责人。
To take charge.
像当时的这些柱石一样。
Just like all these stones of foundation at that time.
神应许他们。
God promised them.
要震动万国珍宝都必运来。
That every peace and blessings from everywhere will come.
在第七节。
Verse 7.
很显然，这不是指当时建殿。
The desire of all nations will come. Obviously, it tells about the rebuilding of the temple.
这个是指的真教会。
This is talking about the true church.
万国的珍宝都要运来，要来重建真教会。
The desire of all nations will come to see this temple.
使这个殿充满荣耀。
The true temple, so that this temple will be filled with God's glory.
而且这个殿后来的荣耀大过先前。
And the glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former.
所以真教会后来的荣耀会大过使徒教会。
So the glory of the true Jesus Church will be greater than the glory of the apostles.
这是一个最黑暗的时代。
This is the darkest hour.
因为主耶稣快来了。
Because the Lord Jesus is about to come.
但是这是一个最有福气的时代。
However, this is also a generation that is most blessed.
因为神把这个建殿的工作托付我们。
Because this commission to rebuild the temple, God has commissioned it to us.
如果我们愿意接受神的呼召。
If we are ready to answer the Lord's calling,
拿出行动来建殿,
take up actions to rebuild the temple,
神就要与我们同在,
then the Lord will be with us.
从今天开始,
starting from today,
神的恩典就领导我们,
the grace of God will befall upon us.
一起祷告,
let us pray in one accord.